Are you ready?
Hey, think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready.
Hello, welcome everybody to the inaugural show of the Real Mentors Podcast. Super excited to be here. I'm going to introduce my rest of my co-hosts in a minute. My name is Jose, the Real Mentor, movie reviewer extraordinaire, and I hope I'm not overstating that. No shame of self-promotion, so having said that, you can catch my movie reviews on the YouTube channel at The Real Mentor. This week, we're going to be doing kind of foregoing our regular format because, let's be honest, it's only one thing that really matters. Santa Claus, take your sleigh, get the hell out, take your stupid reindeer with you. Christmas is coming early on December 17th in the form of Star Wars The Force Awakens, the most highly anticipated movie this year and probably in the last, I don't know, 10, 15 years. Am I wrong in that, guys? Anybody? No? Okay. No. First, let me introduce my first co-host, Mr. George Ripoll, otherwise known as The Spaniard. How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing good, man. Thanks a lot, Real Mentor.
Next, I'll introduce, he needs no introduction, but I'll do one anyway because he intimidates me. He's about 6'5", 300 pounds, and if I don't treat him nice, he'll probably treat me like Prince Oberyn to his mountain. Mr. Mike Rose, how you doing?
I'm a flipping teddy bear.
Your cute one too big, yeah. And I got my two special guests joining us today, and let me rephrase. I'm using special. That's a bad choice of word. They're just guests. Two good friends of mine, very, very talented artists. I'm not just saying that because they're friends of mine. I'm not saying that because they donated $20 to the Jose for Life Foundation, which sponsors this show. I actually mean it. I'll give my chance to talk about that later on the show. But first up, we got Mr. Brian Reedy, the man with the most incredible reflexes I've ever seen because of his knee-jerk reactions, which I'll circle back to later. Brian, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Happy to be here. If by $20 you mean that jar of change in the next room, then...
I'll take change and cash. It's all good. I'll make it rain. I'll make it hail anyway. And then we have another good friend of mine, talented artist himself, El Huevo Supremo. That's Egg Supreme for the Bilingually Challenged. Mr. Peter Santa Maria. Peter, stand up. Oh, he is. I'm sorry. He's a small guy.
I can barely reach the microphone.
It's ironic that he's sitting next
he's
to me.
He's sitting next to
I'm just here to argue on behalf of Jar Jar Binks being a Sith Lord.
I think that's incredible.
Oh, God. There'll be no Jar Jar on this talk show, please. I appreciate that.
Well, we already blew it.
I've got nothing else to say.
That's right. We're done. So we're going to do a little round table, of course, on Star Wars. That's the only thing that really matters at this point. Anyway, I'm jacked up for this movie. I cannot wait. We'll be a couple of days away by the time we get this podcast released out to you guys. I have a raging hard-on for this movie. And, well, George, you don't have to look, dude. I'm just speaking figuratively. I'm flattered, though.
It's a family podcast.
Not to George, apparently. Super excited. I cannot wait to see this thing. I want to go around the table real quick. I want to get you guys' thoughts as far as what we think, how excited we are. Mike, I'll start with you because I know you're the elder statesman here. And you have more of a nostalgic attachment to this because I think you were still in your 30s when this movie came out.
Exactly.
So you were actually around and seeing. I only saw a third one in theater. Brian, you probably saw one of the first two. But Mike, we'll start with you. Like, what's your excitement level? Give me a from 1 to 10. Well, 1 to 10.
My excitement level is about a... Well, it's a 10 if everybody else's is a 10. I'm skeptical after the last three to look ahead and see what's out there ahead of us. I just think if Lucas has a hand in it, there's going to be marketing and we're going to end up with Ewoks and friggin' Jar Jar Binks. So,
Dude, we said no Jar, that's twice already.
Jar Jar count.
You got one more and you're out, dude.
No, I have some I'm approaching it, like I told you the other day, I'm approaching it with guarded skepticism.
Okay.
I think it's going to be fantastic. I hope it's fantastic. I'm excited for it, but... You know, well, okay. I'll get into my BBA.
No, I want to circle back on that prequel thing in a little bit. George, what are you? I know you're not the big, I don't think you're the biggest Star Wars fan at the table. I know you like them, you got the movies, you enjoy it. But what's your sense on it right now?
I mean, I'm really excited for it. You know, I think it's going to be good. You know, I'm hype. I'm trying to block away from everything TV related, everything. I don't want to know any reviews, anything like that. I just want to wait till the 17th to see if it's really made up to everything.
Okay, Peter, I know you're probably just as jacked as I am, maybe even more. What are you thinking now?
I was trying to keep my excitement level down, but every day that comes closer, I can't help it. It's the way it is. I almost bought a BB-8 droid the other day at Sharper Image.
Isn't that thing bigger than you, though? Or?
Yeah, it's like, I can ride it. It's an actual soccer ball size.
It's like My Little Pony.
Exactly. And I can't take it. Everything that has Star Wars, I want, all the books. everything. It's too late. I'm already arrived.
So you got a hard on that guy, basically. Okay. And what about you, Brian?
Yeah, I'm really excited. And as opposed to George, I will read every spoiler alert, every little second of any clip that they're going to show, I'm going to watch it.
Chinese trailers.
Yeah, I sent Brian that fake first 2 minutes, the one that I sent you.
And with the unmentionable guy at the end?
Right. Yes. And the unmentionable one, he who shall not be named.
He shall not be named on this podcast.
He's not going to be named. And when I sent it to you, I had to write, don't worry, it's like spoilers. But with him, I just sent it to him because he doesn't care. If it's real, if it's not, he's going to read it.
You think your mind has been spoiled?
No. No.
That's part of the fun.
You can't resist it, though.
First of all, you have to take this film for what it is. It's going to be a fun popcorn film. It's not going to be... it's not going to have some usual suspects twist at the end.
We're not
going
to see this in fucking Kane.
It could have a twist.
And actually, I want to circle back on that a little bit. Okay, but now, one thing, before we move on, one thing I'm kind of curious, because I know most of us here are, except for Peter, probably above 40, the 40 club. You're giving way too much credit. I'll give you 35 inches.
Hey, man, if truth be told, I mean, Tom Cruise would look up to you, though.
Don't compare Pete to Tom Cruise. Don't insult Tom Cruise. I love Tom Cruise, and we can talk about him, not judge you on the show. So I want to know something, because obviously our age, we're excited because we grew up with this stuff. We grew up with Star Wars, we had the toys, we saw the movies, whatever the case is. But now the three of you guys are teachers, George, Peter, and Brian. What's the sense from the kids, or the teenagers? Like who teaches the youngest class here? Like what grade do you teach,
Peter? I teach 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Yeah, they're the same.
The same. We all teach.
So what's the sense? What are the kids like? The kids like us, they're all jacked up and excited. I mean, what's it like?
Well, I mean, again, that depends on the kid. You're gonna have ones that, by proxy, because their parents are such fans, they're also equally excited. You have ones that are excited on their own, and then you have others that couldn't care less.
Yeah, most of my students have not seen the original movies.
That's so sad, dude.
They haven't seen it. They don't even know. They call it, you know, Dark Vader. They don't know. They don't have any. Now, there's a few that definitely know. They've seen them all. They have strong opinions. And they're going to be the ones, like Brian said, that their parents are into it. But, no, most of my kids, it's not just, like, a given that they're going to be into it.
Do they talk? Like, do they?
They know about it.
There's some bites. Like, I know we bought tickets, obviously, because we're geeks and that's what
we do. It's not like that.
They're discussing it. But comparatively, I heard much more Jurassic World pre-hype than Star Wars.
What's this world coming to?
Yeah, see, a piggyback off what they said, you know, for me, it's about the same. You know, some of them actually said, like, it was Star Wars. It was really boring. You know, like, some of them didn't even care. Yeah.
Now, did these kids fail? Or did you pass them?
You should have failed them.
You should have. Dude, come on, dude. Are they still in your class currently and they said that?
I mean, some of them actually mentioned that there was Star Wars Rebels. Like, if the next one was like Star Wars Rebels, and you know, like into it, and I was like, no. This is like Episode 7, you know, that they didn't even know that there were like 4, 5, and 6.
So it's really just us, the nerds, and all that.
Yeah, it's just, I think it's a culture.
I think that here's my thing, okay? My wife sells tchotchkes on the internet. She has a business. She bought a bunch of Star Wars shit, and like, purses, wallets, that kind of garbage. And I shouldn't say garbage, honey, I'm sorry.
We love it too, honey.
Anyway, she sold a bunch of R2-D2 and Darth Vader stuff, but the BB-8 and Phasma stuff haven't sold yet. And I think it's going to take them seeing the movie to get them as excited about it as we were. Because, you know, I started with the first Star Wars. I was in junior high when that came out. It was the first PG movie ever.
Junior high, really, dude? Come on, dude.
I'm not kidding.
Come on. You were just coming out of prom in high school.
Right. Well, it's funny because the same thing happened. And this is the tentative excitement that we have. Brian and I were at shopping at Macy's, and they had the new Star Wars Episode 7 shirts. They had a really awesome one, which was like the Kylo Ren helmet. Big. Just looks really, really good. And I walked by on my own, because I wasn't with him. We had separate locations. I walked by and I said, man, I want that shirt, but what if he sucks, dude? What if this movie sucks, dude? I'm not going to buy anything.
So I think what's happening.
And he walked by, and then I spoke to him, and he told me, like, oh, man, I wanted to buy that shirt, but I don't know. And the same thing. So I think everybody who knows about it.
I think they're waiting until it comes out. Yeah. I think that's what I told my wife, too, because she was like, oh, my God, I bought all this stuff, and nothing's moving yet. And I'm like, well, nobody even knows who these characters are yet. So that's where it is.
Well, a lot of this is a symptom of episode one, yeah, where we all bought into the pre-hype and went and got the toys preemptively, got all of this stuff anticipating a fantastic movie.
Okay, let me jump ahead then, because I did want to talk about that, but since we're transitioning to that now, and Mike, I'll start with you in terms of the prequels. Now, I know we talked, and this is a direct quote, guys. Mike, about the Phantom Menace, says it's the Citizen Kane of the Star Wars universe. So I know you're a really big fan. So having said that, Mike.
That's what I said, exactly.
Well, I could be paraphrasing, whatever. I got a big hangover, so what can I say?
There was a lot of really cool stuff in Phantom Menace that made me overlook how mercilessly crappy that movie is.
You mean when you came out of it?
You come out of the theater. It's even I liked it when I came out. I drank the Kool-Aid when I came out.
No, I didn't.
Apparently everybody did.
Well, yeah.
We'll talk about this later because you and I had a discussion about this earlier. But I was feeling funny when I came out of that movie. Like, you know, that wasn't everything that I thought it was going to be. However, I was satiated by Darth Maul. I was satiated by a little bit of the pod racing, although I think that went a little over the top, honestly. That kid, whatever his name is, I can't remember his name, was the worst actor in history. As bad as Hayden Christensen is in 2 and 3, that kid is infinitely worse.
So, it's not the Citizen Kane of...
No, definitely not. No, it's more like the Citizen X.
I haven't seen that movie since I saw it the first time.
Wow.
I've seen it a couple times.
There's elements of the movie that are good. Fantastic. And keep with the same tone and spirit of the original.
The early part.
I'm not sure.
The early part, I'd say, when he's building C-3PO.
That's stupid. No.
I'm not saying it makes sense. I'm just saying it fits totally with the movies.
If you look at... look, they didn't overdo the CGI, which I was happy with.
Well,
you felt like they did.
All I can say is when I look back at clips like online, it's the first thing I notice is how bad the CGI is now. But that could just be because.
No, but I'm just saying it's not overdone. That's what I'm saying. It's like to the point where
it looked fine at the time.
Yeah, but that's terrible.
It looked fine at the time, so it's not a huge deal.
My issue was more with I love the robots. I felt like the robot characters, the different things. I thought that was great. Trade Federation, that kind of thing. I like that junk. That stuff that I dug. I felt like Liam Neeson was excellent.
Yeah.
I love the fight between him and Darth Maul. I thought Darth Maul was a great character. I was bummed out when
they killed him.
I thought it was a humongous mistake.
You think they bring him back in these movies as like that Spider Maul?
Not
thing?
A chance.
No, that was
is that awesome. Canon though? That spider
it is canon. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Clone Wars is canon. So there's that.
Is he dead in the show? Like there again? Did they kill him?
No, they didn't kill him again at the end. They really didn't end that. I don't know if you watched season 6.
It's ongoing.
Right. So it's...
Oh, and then what about like that whole race of characters? Maybe they'll bring back one of that race. What's that race called?
It's the male version of the... Ventress, you mean.
Yeah, but there's that race has a name, but...
Right, I know, it's the Dark Sisters that's like the male version of
that. Yeah, but would that be cool if they brought back, like, just...
I don't know, I think
there's that yellow one. What's his name, that yellow Darth Maul?
He was called,
I don't think they're going to touch that.
Yeah, no.
Nothing at all?
Maybe a huge minute down the road, but
Okay, this is going to be, like, its own thing.
Exactly. But one of the same pick, I mean, I did like part 3, the Sith, I'll admit that. But as for the most part, we all disliked the prequels.
But do you, yeah, but in do you...
My,
yeah,
no, I thought part 3 was...
I didn't think it was that great either.
I thought two was a little better than three, honestly.
Yeah,
two, we got a Yoda friggin' lightsaber
it
fight.
It went on too long and it was ridiculous.
Right, but still. And funny, the other thing was also the names. That's another thing that gets me with Lucas stuff, and that's where I'm a little worried about these new ones, is his naming stuff is just... junk, man.
Like what?
Count Dooku. Count Dooku, really?
Yeah,
come on.
Well, Count
Tyrannus is way cooler. That's a cooler
you
name.
Can't put Count in front of anything and make it sound cool.
Right.
Well, Mike, don't get too upset because we got a special segment at the end of the show here.
No, I'm not upset.
I know you got the pent-up rage and I have to allow it to
You know,
feel the rage.
Exactly. Yeah, you're
going to
have to give a pass.
I'm scared. He's a
what
big guy.
Star Wars film does not have a ridiculous name character?
Right. Luke Skywalker.
Well, I'll take that over some of these new ones coming out. The Supreme Leader Snoke.
Snoke is bad already.
Oh, Amon Calamari is it?
That's the worst.
But that's almost laughable.
But you have to. But if you coming into that to pick to nitpick, if anybody comes in to nitpick stuff like that, then just don't watch Star Wars because there's tons of
stuff like that. It's the naming convention. So that's just my thing. Yeah. And like I said, it's not really a rant, but I think that.
But it's not exclusive to the prequels.
I really feel like George Lucas is like all about the marketing and like he's looking at selling toys. That's. Once the first one went over like crazy, and all those original Star Wars toys were like nuts, like Sears catalog, JCPenney catalog, that was their number one seller. Mm. I think once he saw that, he was all of a sudden the mind started working like, what else can I market to kids? Because this went over huge.
Right, but if you were to read the book, it's called The Making of Star Wars, you could see that he clearly had no concrete vision of what he wanted for it. It was something that was fluid, that was always changing, always adapting. So, I mean, I'm sure, aside from his own imagination, he's got other people whispering in his ear, maybe you could try this or that.
Well, he did. I remember that's a very good book, actually. But I think what Francis Ford Coppola was helping him, Scorsese, they were helping with the script and all that. So
for the first one?
Yeah, they were involved, because they were good friends. And with the film school together, whatever.
Yeah, Spielberg and him Coppola all.
I mean, aside from the obvious influences of the things that they enjoyed, like the serials, like Flash Gordon, or even worse, Phantom Rogers. Empire. Buck Rogers.
Awesome, giddy. But speaking of the prequels now, do you think the prequels have kind of lowered expectations for most folks, or because I've had this conversation at work, and some people on the camera.
That's a good thing, then. Keep us grounded in reality instead of bouncing off the walls.
Is that what you guys would never meet
our expectations.
That's where my guarded skepticism comes in, right?
Because there's also folks who will say that, tell me, I'm more excited now because I think it's like a redemption.
Yeah.
It's going to bring us back to quote unquote Star Wars glory.
But that's the problem.
Yeah, geekasm. We all want to watch
it. That's what it is. I think that's what it is. The first three were such a letdown.
Or nerdgasm.
The other one. You know, like 1, 2, and 3 were such a letdown. People are hoping that.
I'm just saying that what it did basically is I think it set the bar lower than what, and maybe that's why people are fired up now. That's why you had the grown men crying at friggin' Star Wars Celebration when the trailer was released, and Han Solo's like, "We're home, Chewie," you know, and like all these guys are like, "Oh my god!"
That was a badass scene, though.
Yeah, that's overkill.
Yeah, Droids can crack. We revoked your man card years ago, so you're okay with it. I'm a Power Card King member, so I can't. But yes, people crying. I get that.
No, I just don't get. I don't get that emotional attachment to it. I will tell you that, and we talked about this earlier, that they've kind of turned their back on the novels as canon, and I think that's an issue for some people because they've invested a lot of not only money but emotion into reading a lot of these books. There's over 200 books that they've written, so I don't know. You know, you may get some backlash.
You're always gonna pull. What you mean that somebody's gonna be mad at something? Of course.
Right, that they've screwed something up.
Someone's always gonna complain. That's
There's no way you can't please everybody. But the thing is that I think people are so sure that it's going to not be bad this time. Like they people are projecting that.
But you see, that's how serious.
I know that's the problem. Yeah, I agree with you.
But you can't help it though.
No, but it's irrational because if you think for a second, people have already like blessed this like franchise. There's nothing to worry about. It's going to be on the whole. Like there's nobody online talking like, "Oh God, brace yourselves, guys. Who knows what could happen here?" Exactly. Because it's not George Lucas.
I don't hear people saying, "Oh, it's going to be Phantom Menace again."
No, I don't hear anybody even saying.
No, but I mean, did you?
I don't even hear.
Is that what we're worried about? Basically,
No, I don't think it's that.
I'm all in this movie one way or another.
I think that there's people that have. First of all, they started out and you saw Finn take off a stormtrooper mask, and everybody's like, "Hey, what the heck? You know, stormtroopers are all supposed to be clones. You know, what's this? Yeah. You know, what?" They're going
people
crazy.
Overreact.
Obama, you know, that whole thing. You know, it's like,
Donald Trump.
No, but my point with this is that people jumped to conclusions and didn't realize that he was doing an undercover deal.
Yeah.
And, you know, when they took that thing, not spoiler alert.
Yeah, spoiler alert.
Yeah. You and Brian, careful.
No, and also I think they did mention that at this point, stormtroopers are not clones. And in fact, even that the stormtroopers of the original series were also, because
right.
they could be of varying heights. Right, they sure. were just mercenaries or average people.
Oh, right,
were
right. Okay.
Recruited. No, they were recruited. And, you know, again, the Empire is not adverse. If you, again, novels, is not adverse to using slaves and other people in their army. So similar to the Roman legions, actually, in history.
Well, I think what especially with the marketing campaign, which I've loved, and the trailers, I saw the last trailer, one that came out on the Monday Night Football.
I haven't seen
anything beyond that.
That one supposedly spoils.
But what the trailers did, I think,
what
got me excited is that they kind of built on the nostalgia factor that wasn't there in the prequels. And they showed us like a planet that looked like Tatooine, something that looked like Hoth. You have the Han Chewie scene, of course, mm-hmm. Leia. They kind of gave us all that. They didn't give us much of anything else. So you just get excited because it seems this is a Star Wars movie like we've known and loved before.
All I needed to see was practical effects, and I could, you know, be a little bit more tied into the movies that we like. And then I was worried about too much, like everything being CG, and then it wouldn't feel organic. That's what the first Star Wars movies are so awesome is that it looks lived in. Like the prequels were almost too clean and antiseptic and sterile, so it didn't feel well. Yeah,
the first trilogy. I mean, the original Star Wars trilogy. To me, the effects enhanced the experience. In the second one, I felt like they were built around the effects in a way. But with the Jar Jar Binks character, crap.
That's three times Jar Jar Binks did.
Let's keep it count.
You're lucky, big.
It's an ongoing thing.
Peter says that.
No, but I'm fine with that. What he says, I agree with. What I'm trying to.
But see, here's my problem is, what are the good J.J. Abrams movies before this that everybody's like, it's gonna be good no matter what?
That was a good point.
I'm just saying.
I wanted to talk about what our concerns were. That's my biggest concern.
That's my biggest concern because. You know,
I like J.J. Abrams.
I like J.J. Abrams, fine.
But he hasn't done, like we talked about yesterday.
What's his best movie?
Exactly. He has yet to do a great, he's done good movies. I like the Star Trek. I know what the vibe is.
Star Trek
is okay. I like Super 8.
Not great.
No,
Super 8's terrible.
Super 8 was more, it's like cobbled together.
It's a love letter to Spielberg.
From every Amblin film.
Yeah, it's his Superman Returns.
Exactly. It wasn't a bad movie.
It wasn't bad.
Mission Impossible 3, I liked.
It's good.
It was a good movie. So he's done good movies, but nothing great. So the track record, not the same, but he's got the source material now to make something great. But to me, that's my only concern is that.
And how much of a hand did he have on writing the script on this one? But it's like this is a script that's been through everybody's hands.
Well, funny thing, it's been a very collaborative effort with Disney and him. I think the writer who wrote Empire, I forgot his name.
Lawrence Kasdan.
Okay, yeah. And he wrote
Too many cooks in the kitchen?
Well, the main concern is this was rushed by Disney. They were given
a
very firm deadline. Yeah. You have to get it done by this date. Even though he begged and begged
for a longer time,
for extra time.
Don't you ever wonder if this script or versions of it have been sitting around like studios, like when we get a chance to make this movie, here it is, like at least a skeleton of it.
Wasn't there a copy of this script floating around on the internet for a piece, or
well, Brian
what was purported to be that script? No,
that I don't know.
There was something.
Are you guys not worried that Luke is not even in it in any of the trailers?
I expect
it. I think that there is something. I think we're in for a surprise.
He's going to be he's not a short role in this one. He's more in 8 and 9 than anything else. But I think the saving it makes sense because that's the you only want your theater. He pops out and people are going to go fucking nuts.
You're not going to need Luke, dude, in this movie if it's really good.
Exactly. How much money does that dude have, by the way? Honestly, Mark Hamill, that guy's got to be rich, right? I mean, being Luke Skywalker, I mean, all that side work that he's done and voiceovers, he's got to have some bread, right?
All that Corvette summer royalty checks that are doing it.
No, but his Joker work is spot on in the friggin' cartoons. I like him. I'm excited.
I think he's going to be the Yoda character of the trilogy. Like, he's going to be that.
He's going to train like
he's
the young
like
Jedi.
Yeah, he's out of the picture. He's like recluse, and maybe he'll be like brought back into the fray like out of necessity, which would come up at the end of this movie. But you're not gonna need, like, everybody's favorite character is not Luke Skywalker. It's Han Solo. Yes.
Predictions.
No, we'll get to that.
No, I think that if they do save Luke Skywalker till the end, like he said, I think it's gonna pop the audience.
Of course, yeah, all be cheering, exactly. Like, oh my God, you gotta have something at the end.
He has the robe. He's in a robe. You know, take the hood off and like green lightsaber lights up. Oh my God. Orgasms there.
Maybe
there.
That's
lore. Well, it's like a splash down there.
Who's talking in the preview? Is that Luke?
That was Luke, Kylo Ren, right?
No, it was Luke. It was pieced together from prior. I think from prior films. He's in it.
No, I know.
He's in it.
I saw
in a small capacity.
Didn't have we not all seen some trailer that shows something?
I've seen all of them.
So don't.
I know Brian.
Anyone in this table? If he's shown a trailer, I don't want to know about it. I know he's in it, so it's not like a big spoiler.
He's not in the trailer. Okay. He's not in any trailer.
That's what I thought. They've been keeping on the wraps.
Luke.
There's a scene of a cloaked figure with a robotic arm touching R2-D2.
But it's not confirmed with
this. Of course it's interpret that.
But you don't see who it is.
I'm saying it's not. I'm just saying it's not confirmed. There's a difference.
Okay, then in that case, Ryan just said that. I thought that I saw a trailer that had, like, his face in it.
Yeah, I saw one.
There was a picture on, I think, Entertainment Weekly had a picture of him with a beard.
He's in the movie, dude.
Well, of course he is
in the movie.
But
he's
the moment. He's at the end, like the last 5 minutes.
I think that is the best. That's the best strategy because you're going to generate interest. If this movie is as good as everybody thinks this movie is going to be, he comes out at the end and saves the day or does something incredible. And or the other side, right? What if he's Mr. Darkseid, right? If he comes out as Mr. Darkseid.
I've heard kids talking about that. The kids that are interested say they've been reading online. They think that in this movie that he's on, like, he went Darkseid for some reason. I can't imagine why.
I'm not buying that yet. I've heard the same thing, but I'm not buying it.
I'm just saying, either way, either side, awesome. If he comes out late and it's boom, and it's like, oh, he's here to save the day, but boom, he pulls like a Ric Flair double heel turn, you know, type thing.
If you close in somebody walking out of the movie, just like,
come on, man.
If you close like Kylo Ren, I'm walking out. I don't care. No, sorry. JJ was not.
Luke Skywalker, you brought the hell to Dustin Rhodes' family.
So, going on the table, and George, start with you. What's the one thing you're looking forward to the most that you've seen out of this movie?
All the Han Solo scenes, how Han Solo plays into it. You know, how he's, you know, how they evolved, like how he's moved on from after 6. Like how that character moves, see what's going to happen. You know, that's what I'm more concerned
about. Okay, Brian, what about you? What's the one thing you're looking forward to?
What I'm looking forward to, even more than the movie itself, is the Harry Knowles review on Anakin in the subsequent talk.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Well, actually, let me ask you this, because this goes back to
because that is going to be some next-level nonsense.
I know you have your heightened reflexes and all that. And folks out there, Brian, hey, they say, every time you come out of movies, a knee-jerk reaction, it's the greatest movie ever seen. Specifically, he compares it to an Evil Dead 2, whether it's better or not in that movie. Now, I'll ask you, do you think this would be better than Evil Dead 2?
Okay, now he's referring to an isolated incident where I'm guilty of, I think, a justified knee-jerk reaction.
It's twice already.
It was twice.
Okay. Yeah. Well, twice. Does not equal every film that comes out.
Once is a fluke, twice is a trend.
Yeah.
But I already know what to expect from this. I'm not looking for something completely mind-blowing. I'm looking for a very entertaining film along the same lines as the original trilogy. I guarantee they're not going to make the mistakes of the prequels.
I'll circle back on that before we get to that.
The question is it going to be better than the rest of the Star Wars movies?
I don't know. I
think it's almost impossible for it to be better than Empire Strikes Back. However, I think it's going to either be really, really great or there's going to be a lot of sad faces in Mudville.
It can't afford to be okay.
Right. No, it's right. Not that's what okay. I mean.
I'm not walking out of the, oh, it's good. Yeah. I want more. That's like, we talked about the Avengers 2 had the same
problem. Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Very it cannot be Avengers
2. And Avengers 2 was a good movie. I was let down.
No, where Avengers 2 kind of split the road with me is leading up to this, and Man of Steel, the same thing to a certain extent. The trailers were fantastic.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you right now,
Man of Steel trailer, I was like, I'm going to see this movie. I'm going on opening night. I can't believe it. When the Man of Steel broke it and broke the sound barrier right there, yeah. I was like, that to me was like, I got goose pimples. I was really excited.
Yeah.
No, I thought it looked awesome. Avengers 2, same shit. Their trailers were like amazing. Yeah.
The trailer for episode 1
right,
looked fantastic.
Right, and when I went to that movie, I was expecting to be blown away. Okay, that's, there's no other, I wouldn't have accepted anything less. And when I walked out, I was like, okay, that was just okay. And to me, that's not cool, because this, the Avengers is their tent pole, right? Everything else is just stuff around.
Yeah, the Avengers is the best one.
The Avengers is supposed to be the best one. This Star Wars movie is going to be their tent pole in the new series.
Yeah.
So they really have to come out firing with all barrels.
This has to be.
If they're not ready, if they don't rip open the sky and rain down little nerds, it's going to be a miserable failure.
It has to be great, not good.
Absolutely.
And that's, we talked about I can't walk out of thinking, I want to be like, damn, that movie's fucking awesome. I'm watching the next night.
Yes.
I took Friday off.
Yeah.
If this movie's good, I'm going to go back Friday morning to see it again.
Wait, what I want to do. How bad would it have to be for you to not go back the next day to see it again?
That's a letdown, dude. I'm disappointed.
Yeah. But I'm saying, like.
Hold on. Matrix 2. Would it have to be like that? Let me tell you something. I walked out of that movie, and a buddy of mine who was a huge Matrix devotee was like telling me how great he thought that movie was. And I'm sitting there.
That doesn't sound like much of a friend.
He's a good cat. He's just.
He meant well.
A little. Yeah. Anyway. I walked out thinking to myself, did I just watch the same friggin' movie this guy watched? I mean, I really felt like the Emperor had new clothes when I was walking out of that.
There's going to be people like that.
Said, that guy's butt naked right there. I mean, you know, that movie's awful. I mean, sitting in there, I just felt like the Wachowski brothers, like, tried to overthink that sequel. And I think that it turned into a bunch of long scenes with a lot of monologuing and just crap. And over religious overtones and all kinds of crap that just, I don't know, I think messed it up. And I don't want to see that here.
I don't think they can afford that, number one. Now, I think, and then just based on the kid, what are they giving us? Like we talked about, they're not holding nostalgia fight. They're giving us this planet we're all familiar with, the same kind of tone as the past one. I'm not concerned about that.
So you think they're going to throw
this? This has zero chance of being bad. Zero chance for me.
I don't agree with that. Everything has a chance to be bad.
That's how much I'm on it. I know I'm in a minority, but for me,
they're guarded about what's going to happen in this movie first.
They are so concerned with appeasing fans. That's true. They may mean neglecting good storytelling.
Yeah. Why are you ruining my Kool-Aid, dude?
Dude.
I'm all excited. You guys are bringing me down.
Well, I'm trying to. He's trying.
I'm more excited than
the next
one. I'm excited.
He is.
Too.
Yeah. This is the last podcast.
He's a realist, though.
He is.
Come on, guys.
He is really excited, and so am I, but at the same time, I think.
Mr. Knee jerk reaction? Has no knee jerk reaction.
Okay, guys. Wait till the credits roll, and then hear what comes out of my mouth.
I can't wait. Wait, what are you going to say? But like I said, I think it's. At worst, this movie's gonna be okay. Right. At worst, it'll be like, okay, it was good.
My most anticipated part of this movie, that's what you were asking, is Snoke. Because I want to see villain. That's what this movie needs, dude. The worst part about the first three movies is the villains weren't all that. And the best villain was Darth Maul, and he was gone early.
Yeah, he was killed off.
General Grievous was hyped up as like the super awesome villain. He was barely in that movie. He got taken out like a chump. Yeah. And who was even the big
Count
villain
in episode 2?
Yeah, but who's
the
big villain in episode 2 anyway?
Count Dooku,
right?
Yeah. Oh, no, Jango Fett.
General Grievous.
Jango. No, that's episode 3.
Jango Fett, too.
Yeah,
Jango Fett.
Jango Fett. And that's just, you know what I mean? Like, there was nothing really there. If Kylo Ren already looks awesome, but I'm already predicting that's not going to be. You don't think that's awesome?
Wait, I
disagree with the look. I think the mask looks kind of cheesy, honestly.
Oh, I like it.
At first, I was not all into it, but then when I saw the hood come off, and you can tell it is based on Darth Vader's helmet structure, I'm like, man, this is going to be a cool villain.
That's my favorite part. His voice.
I just like the idea that this is a villain, or supposedly based on the last villain. Like, there's like an obsession factor there. That makes him even cooler. Like, he's a freaking weird guy. Like, he's obsessed.
Is he a Sith Lord? I mean, what do we know about him? That's what I'm saying.
He has a lightsaber. Cool lightsaber. Yeah, he has a lightsaber.
He wears a mask.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, is he a Inquisitor? I mean, what is he?
Right.
What is he?
Right. I think he's going to be the muscle for whoever Snoke ends up being. Because I think Snoke's going to be that Emperor character.
Snoke's going to be. There's only two, right? So it's going to be an Emperor. I mean, there's going to be a Master and an Apprentice.
Right.
I suspect you won't see much of the Snoke character.
I'll be bummed out.
It'll be much in the same vein as Empire Strikes Back, where you see very little of
I'm dying to see him because he's all
dying, dude.
And Andy Serkis, the motion capture. Yeah. I haven't seen anything about
anything. That's the biggest secret in the film.
Yeah,
like,
probably.
They've even, that's like the one thing that's not leaked.
Well, I don't want to give spoiler alerts, but he already revealed himself a bit about his character.
Well, no, no, no.
He has health problems.
Yeah. Like, no, I mean, like,
I don't want some wheezing, like,
no, it'd be cool.
Villain.
No, it'd be cool if he's like, no, but that's the whole point. That's why he needs Kylo Ren. Because he's got all this, like, idea and what's supposed to happen. And he's, like, the one who brainwashes Kylo Ren at whatever point. And that's why Kylo Ren is on his journey to do whatever it is because of Snoke. Like, and that's why I think, not to get into predictions. I don't know, we can jump in that.
Because
I'm thinking
I want a prediction
from each of you guys.
What's the one thing that no one's mentioned that you think is going to happen?
Well, I don't know who's mentioned it, but I think Kylo Ren will be like a reluctant villain. So I think he'll be turned as either in this film. I don't think he's going to stay bad.
Okay, let me ask you this then. If you want, while we're making predictions, Kylo Ren, I'm going to make it a prediction. I'm going to hand it to him, but I am going to make a prediction. But this is for his prediction. Kylo Ren, apprentice, inquisitor, or heavy?
No, I think he's. I think at this point he's like bottom of the totem pole, where he could, because that's the whole point. Like, and that's what I think he'll find Luke, and Luke will like you know get him back on the path early to avoid what happened with Darth Vader. So who turned at the end of the last movie?
Son of Luke.
So like this is what happened. So I mean I don't even know if it's son of Luke or son of Leia, whatever. Somehow like they're gonna turn that guy, and I think it's gonna make him the best character in the trilogy because of that. Because now you get to root for the Darth Vader character, instead of like root against
him. I could see that.
But that would mean Snoke would have to be the baddest ass guy.
And we'll see a Luke, Snoke, or
Kylo Ren, something.
Yeah. Brian, what about you? What's your bold prediction?
I have no predictions. I'm just based off of what I've seen. I mean, it looks like they're trying to just set the stage for a much larger and a grander set of films. So I don't think they're going to lay all their cards out on the table. They're just going to try to do some slow character development and then give you some reveals about some of the new characters and then trying to incorporate them into the other ones. What I hope they're not going to do, though, is this whole small world thing where everybody is everybody else's cousin
and son of, and nephew of.
Finn is the brother.
The brother. I think you meant brother.
Brother, sorry.
Like that. He's related to Lando or something.
That would be absolutely ridiculous. That would be a bridge too far.
I'd rather see the clothesline by Kylo Ren.
I think that should come.
That would be a stretch. That would almost borderline as even more like.
That would be offensive.
Yeah, offensive really because. All the black people in Star Wars universe have to be related.
Exactly. There's only one. It's Lando, that's it.
Yeah, he's like some...
He fathered everybody.
Yeah, he's like some Genghis Khan.
He's
like
Kylo Ren. Yeah, Kylo. You burn hard time to Luke Skywalker family.
God, it's so terrible that was the case.
Nah, see, like, for me, I think I'm worried about, you know, every movie so far has had at least one major character die. You remember, Liam Neeson in the first one dies. You know, in the
Darth Maul,
so I'm thinking for this one, Han Solo is gonna die. You know, given the actors
in this
or
movie
like
or
that,
this trilogy,
like in this movie, like in Episode 7, because we know that I don't know if he signed on for 8 or 9.
Yeah.
So his actor's thing is like in the air. So I'm
thinking
Han Solo.
I think he goes down.
And then he gets more, you know, because Chewie gets arrested or something.
Wait, before he dies,
he goes down.
He like dies and he goes like. I shot first.
The truth comes out finally.
You know, but
I think he's going down. I think he's gonna sacrifice himself. Like this, like at the end of the New Hope, he can save the day. Kind of similarly, comes in, saves the day, sacrifices himself.
Oh, that would make
he goes down.
Since Luke is involved,
and you see a lot of grown men crying in theaters,
right. That would make sense because then you could. It's like he almost killed himself twice filming the movie, so maybe his time is short anyway. So
that's
better.
Like
How
old is he? He's got to be in his late 60s, right?
No, he's like 70 something.
Oh, really?
He's a couple years older than you,
my
guess. There's Mike in his hunt, you know.
There's but yeah, that would be perfect because if he dies in this movie, you get more screen time for Luke in the next movie.
Exactly.
Which would make sense. You know, Chewie's doing his thing. I think he's going now. For me, I think we talked about, you mentioned before, you know, we talked about it, Peter, but I still think Rey and Kylo Ren or whatever, our brother and sister.
I think that's
pretty
safe.
They're the twins of Han and Leia.
Right, wait. Are there officially definitely going to be twins in this movie?
That's not canon.
No, it's not canon. But it's not officially, but again, it's a petition.
That's all Thrawn book stuff.
Right, but I think they may stick with that. Which makes sense because he's obsessed with Darth Vader, the whole lineage and Skywalker.
The first thing they said when this movie came out.
73.
Harrison Ford, 73.
George out of left field.
Thank you.
Oh, hey,
yeah.
Hey. Wow. Thanks, Google.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I'm Stat Boy.
Yeah, man, I made time. So, funny story about George. Actually, I forgot to mention that earlier. You know, George, he was so excited to, he called me yesterday. And we had planned to meet today.
To record
a podcast, 12 o'clock and all that. In studio, quote unquote. So George calls me yesterday, it's about 11:30. He's like, hey, where you at? I'm like, I don't know, my house, man. What do you mean? He's like, yeah, I'm here. I'm outside Brian's house. I didn't want to knock on his door. I'm like, dude, what are you doing inside his house? He's like, what do you mean? We're filming it today. I said, that's tomorrow, man. Like, oh, I didn't know. So he's all jacked. He wanted to be the first one here. He was camping out.
He's excited.
He was scouting.
He was exciting, man, the whole day early.
He was giving the podcast the Black Friday treatment.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He stayed all night.
He's a trooper, man, I tell you.
You're saying that the twins are going to...
I think they're going to be sister or something, or whatever. There's some lineage there with him and Scott.
I thought that would be a missed opportunity if they didn't do that.
Thank you, yes.
That's enough of...
I agree with you. I agree with everybody, actually. I think that this is... My prediction is that it is a small world, and I think that's going to blow in a way, but in a way it's not, because... You know, a lot of fans want to have that, it's a full circle type feeling from
this
movie. I don't know about Finn. I don't know what they're going to do with that. No, I really honestly hope that's not coming to that. So, my prediction is a small world. I think that some of these, Kylo Ren is definitely related to somebody on the light side. So we'll see what happens.
I wouldn't have a problem with that because it's their story. That's why I want... It's for the episode 7, 8, and 9, that's fine. That's why you need those extra movies like the Rogue One and those spin-offs to be successful so you can have stories elsewhere in the universe. I'm fine with that.
I also feel... Another thing that's hyping me, by the way, is some of the... I watched all the... Went back and watched all the Clone Wars on Netflix, and I'm also watching Star Wars Rebels right now, which I think is fantastic.
Is Clone Wars canon? It's a good show.
Yeah. Star Wars Rebels is great.
It's fantastic. I think that there's some really great ideas. The only thing, and I brought this up to Jose yesterday, is that I'm wondering why everybody in the friggin' Star Wars universe has a New Zealand accent. Zeb or whomever, you know, it's like, come on already, right?
Galaxy far, far away.
I mean, it's that galaxy far, far away. It's New Zealand.
That's how they speak. That's fine.
Right.
What? I haven't seen that show yet, Rebels. When does it take place, timeline wise?
It's between Clone Wars and Star Wars. The original
episode four.
It's presumably leads into the Rogue One.
Episode
four. Anakin will come out next year. It's supposed to lead into that.
Is there supposed to be characters from Rebels in the film?
I don't think so.
That'd be unlikely. No, because they'd be already long gone.
No, it's pre-Star Wars. So. Yeah. Wow. But there's what I like about it is there's kind of undercover Jedi stuff going on there. Ahsoka Tano's in it, which made me really happy because she's one of my favorite characters from the Clone Wars. Mm. There's some good stuff in there, and I'm telling you, the storytelling is solid. Mm. The robot Chopper is an interesting character.
Isn't there some kind of Chewbacca cat?
That's Zeb. That character, not so much. I said, a New Zealand accent.
It sounds as bad as it sounds.
I wish that Darth Vader wasn't so slender in the show.
Well, he's a kid, right?
He's doing CrossFit.
That's weird. He should never be. Yeah.
He's working out together.
He shouldn't ever be slender. That's bad casting.
And this goes, we were talking about Battlefront. I don't know. Can I bring that up? Can we talk about Battlefront? No, I was talking about Battlefront and how one of my bitches about Battlefront right now is the game seems so small. There's really not a plethora of characters you can choose from. I guess you can buy, with credits, you can buy new characters, but as far as heroes go, it's really only Luke, Leia, Han Solo, Darth Vader, Emperor, Palpatine, and that's it. And to me, I really want the Inquisitors in there. I think the Inquisitors are great characters. Mm. I want other Sith, the ability to have some of the old Jedi. I would love to play with some of, you know, like whoever, you know what I'm saying? The Twi'lek Lady, you know, anybody, you know? And it's just, to me, I think it's a great game, but I think they rushed it out too fast and didn't.
No, they're probably going to wait until all these new movies come out.
Right, and buy the season pass for $50 for 6 months.
Okay, so obviously most of us are watching it this Thursday. Mike, I think you watch it on
Sunday.
So
we'll call you, let you know.
Yeah, we'll let you know how great it is.
We'll call you, let you know.
We're going to spoil you and let you know how Han dies.
I don't care.
I'll watch it. I'll stream it for you.
We'll take it in the theater. Let's just see it. We'll probably have a post review and all that next week. But I want to get into a different segment because obviously we've done enough Star Wars, and not that there's ever enough Star Wars. But obviously we want to mention earlier about enhancing movie watching experience. So I know a lot of people out there don't get to watch a lot of these old movies, stuff like that. So I'm going to touch on movies that released this week, but 20, 25 years ago. I'm going to throw out the notable ones that I saw. And you guys pick something out that you would say that someone hasn't watched, they have to see. Which one actually stands out? So about 20, 25 years ago, we have Heat. So De Niro. 25
years ago?
Between 20 and 25 years ago. Yeah, no, God, damn old. I think Mike was 50 back then. We have Heat, De Niro, and Pacino together finally. Jumanji, Nixon, Dumb and Dumber. JFK and Godfather Part 3. Mike, which one stands out? Like, if someone hasn't seen it, which one
actually, to me, honestly, Dumb and Dumber is a movie that I don't know why, but it's a quotable movie to me. There's a lot of stupid crap in it, and I enjoyed that movie. Jeff Daniels to me made that movie. It's not everybody points at Jim Carrey because Jim Carrey is the over-the-top clown, but I thought Jeff Daniels was really excellent in that movie. I thought that he established himself as a solid straight man and did it. I felt like it. Listen, the movie's not brilliant or anything, but I think it's out of those movies that you mentioned, it's the movie that I liked.
You know, I walked out of that movie. That's the one.
Did you really?
Dumb and Dumb.
I know I'm in a minority, and I get that.
You still don't like it?
And I've gone back and watched it. It didn't do it. And I hate it.
I love that movie.
I think it's a funny movie.
I know I'm in a minority. Most people love it.
It's not one of those movies you look at and go like, wow, that movie just blew me away. It's not that kind
of
comedy.
It's not the Citizen Kane of comedies.
No, and it's not Arrested Development of comedies. But I mean, it's just like, it's a funny movie. It's just a funny movie, and there's a lot of really funny stuff in it, and I dug it, and they never should have made any sequels off of it, and there you have it. I mean, it holds up still. It's funny to me still. I think it's a good movie. JFK was okay. I thought it was a little slow.
The one for me on that list is Heat.
Heat's a great movie. I agree with that.
If you have to see one only from then, it probably holds up the best too.
Wasn't Ronin? Didn't Ronin come out about that same time period too?
A little later.
Yeah.
And I saw that about 5 years ago. That still holds up really well.
No, it's a very good movie.
I love that movie.
No, Heat still holds up. Now, Jumanji, I don't think it held up even when it was new.
Those
effects were so subpar.
That's like, to me, Robin Williams, to me, is one of the most overrated guys in the history of Hollywood. I don't think he's funny. I don't think he's a good actor. I think he plays himself in every movie he's in. No, look, dude, I'm just saying. He does nothing for me, honestly. I don't.
I mean, he sucked in that movie. I'll give you that.
No, the movie sucked.
And he sucked in it. That movie, I hate that movie. But
what was he great in, honestly? What was he great in?
Good Will Hunting?
Good Morning Vietnam.
Insomnia?
Good Morning Vietnam. Was a good movie.
One Hour Photo? Not a great movie.
He was good in it. It was good.
Terrible.
Mrs. Doubtfire?
Yeah, Doubtfire.
That movie's funny, man.
No, dude.
Mind it. God, Hardness, dude.
All that size is Hardness. He's a great cartoon voice.
What was his cartoon voice?
The genie from
Aladdin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
He was good.
And that was 20 years ago.
Yeah. Dan Castellaneta took his spot after that.
What about you, Brian? Oh, you talk about Jumanji. George, what stands out from that group?
I think the Godfather 3, to me.
Really? Holds up?
Oh my God.
It doesn't hold
like
up.
Good or bad?
Bad. Relax.
I don't think it's a bad film.
You're
I think it's a bad film. I think it's not a good film.
It ruined it. I'll be frank. It didn't ruin the trilogy.
It didn't ruin it, but it did put like a big mess on it.
I don't put that film. That film to me doesn't get watched. I've watched Godfather 1 and 2 ad nauseum.
Yeah.
That film does not get watched like that.
Well, that's why they released the Godfather epic, where they took 1 and 2 and then spliced it together in chronological order.
Right.
So that could be seen as a whole,
ignoring
3.
They're both fantastic.
Part 2 is great, and just part 3, it just...
No, 1 and 2 are both amazing. Classics. And it's like I said, coming out later like that, that's very rarely happened when a sequel that far behind...
How long ago was that?
Which one?
It was 20 years after the release. It was 20 years.
And if anybody hasn't seen those movies, those are two must-watch.
But that said, I have no problem with long delays between sequels. I thought Tron Legacy was a great film, and I don't understand why there was,
great film?
I thought it was a great film.
16 years, the difference between the two.
Wow. I'll go one step farther. I thought the Tron TV show, animated TV show that they came out with, was really good, too. Done in kind of a...
I never saw it, so I can't comment, but I know that Tron is great, really.
Wow. I wanted to like Tron Legacy really
did
good.
Did you watch Phantom 2040? You remember that show?
Yeah.
Okay, it was the same guy that did the animation for the Tron TV show that came out. It's excellent. I love that style. I think it's really cool. I think it's really cool. I think it's a great show.
Okay, now our last segment here, Mike, the throw's going to be yours in about 20 seconds here. We want Mike again. He's famous for his rants. I know he's got a lot of things to say and all that. And then, I'm gonna give him his chance. If not, he's gonna go out and kill somebody. So this is a public service that I'm doing. I give him an opportunity to speak up about any topic you like. I know he has something about Star Wars related because obviously it's the theme of today's show. But go right ahead. We're gonna just sit back.
Okay.
The floor is yours.
And I actually want your guys' feedback while I'm talking, so that'd be fun.
You can jump in. That's fine.
My issue, the thing that I'm really concerned with this movie coming up is the blatant marketing going on right now with BB-8, and I think that they're going to try to. I'm worried. I'm not hating on BB-8,
it's
BB-8. And I want BB-8 to be fantastic. I do, and I like Chopper in the Star Wars Rebels series. So I mean, I really want it to be good, but I'm really worried that it's just too much and too kiddy and it's Ewok-y and it's friggin' thing. So I'm concerned because George Lucas has this penchant for marketing, and I don't want this thing to be oversaturated or ruined. And I want kids to like something like BB. I don't want kids to like this stuff, but I think it's going to be, I'm worried. That's my lone worry. I guess if that's the only worry I have, I'm not too bad off, right? I mean, but I don't want to see it over-marketed.
But if you're going to blame anybody, blame Disney execs, not George Lucas, because he has had very little to do with the making or creation of this. In fact, he even admitted that any ideas that he handed over was thrown out the window.
Really?
Like, yeah.
He said he wanted
input. Okay, well, I don't feel so bad. No,
but there may be Disney execs that are
ten
times as idiotic ideas as George Lucas could ever come up with.
No, you're right, and that's... That was my concern, and the unusual design of BB-8.
It threw me off at first. I hated it at first. It's starting to grow on me, the BB-8 design.
Well, let's see what happens. Cool. Let's see how it goes. I mean,
but you're saying there's a level of marketing that could.
I think it's
sour.
You don't want this to be marketed. You don't want this to be a kids' movie. Ultimately,
I don't want people to go like you're going to that kids' movie. I think that there's. No, you're laughing.
Who says it's Star Wars, though? That doesn't count.
The rating.
It's going to be PG, PG-13.
It's not PG.
We're not going to get rated on Star Wars ever.
PG? Yeah.
It's fine, but the open
It's not PG-13.
Oh. Well, it's open PG.
But they've been pushing the bounds on that, too.
It's like Star Wars.
All right, wait, but what's the connection? That if there's so much, like, kid toy marketing that it changes the perception of the quality of the film?
Well, I think that when they start to think, well, we're trying to market this film directly to kids, then a lot of the heavy storytelling aspects of it reach in and get knocked out. And that's really what my concern is. Because Star Wars is about the storytelling. That's really what it's about. That's what attracted fans to the movie is the storytelling. And in the first Star Wars, even though when you watch it, it doesn't hold up as well as Empire does, there's a storytelling aspect to it that's really amazing that, you know, that has carried that.
I don't know. I think I disagree with that. I don't think it's a story. I really think it's everything else.
They created a universe.
Yeah. Are we talking about the original trilogy?
Yes.
Yeah.
As a kid, when I focus on the story, focus on like, oh, cool lightsabers.
No way. No, you wanted to see the development of Luke Skywalker.
No, there was nothing.
As a kid, dude.
Yeah.
That's how I experienced it.
I'm gonna stop you right there and just talk about this because this is. You're absolutely wrong, okay? here's where I go with this. This story, Star Wars 1, was written with no mind in marketing at all. Okay, this was a story he put together and made this thing on a shoestring and put it together, sold it to the studios. The studios didn't think it was ever going to work. The marketing aspect came with Empire, came with Return of the Jedi, okay? That's when it got nuts. And then Episode 1 really friggin', you know, in my opinion, screwed up everything because you had the pod racers, you had all these opportunities that they said screwed me up. They tried to put this kid in to try to, you know, it almost was like a Brady Bunch Cousin Oliver thing, you know.
Well, but isn't it fair to say, like, Darth when Oliver. The first one came out, the appeal was because it gave us some behind the scenes forward, the ships and the way it looked, the technical part of it.
Oh, but there's other models.
No, it wasn't made with marketing in mind. It wasn't lightsaber. No. It was just something that this dude came up with.
But that's what people attach themselves to at the end. It's like, that was so cool. I never seen that.
If somebody like me was sitting at the table when he pitched this idea about the lightsabers, I would have said, why doesn't somebody pull out a damn gun and shoot him in the face? What are you going to do with the lightsaber?
First of all, he got the idea from the lightsaber from that old serial. It was called Phantom Empire.
Right.
And if you remember, they used to have a show. It was called Matinee at the Bijou, where they would show rerun all those old ones. And it featured, who was that famous cowboy at the time?
Gene Autry.
Yeah, Gene Autry. And the premise of the show was they lived on a ranch and did a radio show. And then somehow every episode would go to this underground Ming the Merciless ruled a futuristic city to do battle with, and he had these robots with these lightsaber like swords, and at the end of the episode they had to be back in time to do their radio show at the ranch. But a lot of the elements from that are things that influenced
that's why I said, like, I don't know how he got that made, because like I said, if I was a guy sitting in a executive table, I would have sat there and said, that's the stupidest idea I've ever heard in my life. Nobody's going to buy into that because, you know, why are you swishing around a sword when somebody could just shoot you?
Yeah.
It's like in, it's actually a play on the Indiana Jones scene
with the whip,
you know, where the guy's, you know, doing all this crap and he just took out and shot him.
And that was a great scene and sets the tone for what type of character Indiana Jones is, which is why I really had beef with that reinventing the Greedo face-off. Mm. Of course, Han shoots first because that's the type of person that he is.
He's a scoundrel.
That wasn't him being a scoundrel. That was him being a survivalist. He knew Greedo was here to collect the bounty.
Right.
He's going to shoot him and get out of there.
Nobody wants to go see Jabba the Hutt.
I think, at the end of the day, what you're saying can be wrapped up with the fact that people are going to come for the fact that it's lightsabers and aliens and effects, but the only reason it matters and lasts and is still cool is because the story's good.
That's good enough.
It isn't Usual Suspects, but it's good to the point where it's like iconic and classic.
You're the master mediator. Good job.
Right.
Welcome, guys.
Okay, we're not disagreeing.
Because he was saying that people come for the appeal when you're young. That's the attractive part of it. But that's what, you know, you stay because there's actually substance there.
Exactly.
Some substance.
So either way, that's all the time we have today. Before I go, Peter and Brian, I want to get a chance to talk about your art. Where can they find it? And you guys do a lot of cons. Where are you guys going to be next and all that? So you guys can go ahead and talk about that.
Well, you can find both of us next month. We're going to be at Magic City Comic Con, which will be at the Miami Airport Convention Center.
Pumped up about that, by the way. Doctor Who people, a lot of Doctor Who stuff there.
Yeah, and Star Wars, Admiral Ackbar.
Oh, yeah.
Ric Flair is going to be there.
Ric Flair is going to be
there.
He'll be there.
Aside from the conventions, though, however, you can find both of our work. We have online shops on Etsy, his being Attack Peter and mine being the Woodcut Emporium.
Yeah, that's it. You can also check out our website, attacktheplanet.com. and find us on Instagram at AttackPeter and at Brian Reedy.
Now, Brian, you have some, I think we both ideas that are Star Wars related.
Yes.
Yeah. In fact, that's been my best seller off my Etsy shop for the last few weeks.
A bunch of awesome stuff there to check out.
Okay, we'll attach a link at the bottom of it. People can click on it and take it direct to your guys' website and all that. So these guys are very talented. Check them out. Trust me, I'm not just saying that. Again, they just gave another $20. But that notwithstanding, the Jose Fi Foundation, we're still taking the donations as we speak. But they are great. Trust me on that. You can enjoy our work. A lot of people do. So look forward to seeing them at the con and all that. George, any parting words? Are you on Twitter or anything?
New Twitch stream?
Yeah.
The Twitch stream is coming up. You know, the real correspondent on Twitch. You know, the Spaniard also. You know, we're going to do that, play some FIFA. You know, do some games that are coming up. You know, I'll put a link in the description. That way you all can follow it. You know, so look on forward to it.
And what about you, Mike?
Okay, I got a couple things going. I want to plug my wife's business, girlslife.com, GIRLZLYFE.com. We do all kinds of online kitschy stuff for girls and guys. Our biggest seller right now is socks. We sell all kinds of friggin' socks, Star Wars crap, everything. So get on there and check it. I'm Ultimo Micros on Xbox Live. If you want to send a friend request, that's awesome. Other than that, I'm good.
Okay, well, thanks everybody. Appreciate you guys' participation. I hope we can do the same thing next week on a post Star Wars wrap up. Hopefully, not disappointed. Hopefully better than Eva did too. Hopefully Mike's a happier camper. As always, you can catch me on Twitter at The Real Mentor and my movie reviews on The Real Mentor on YouTube. And we'll see you guys next week.